in the newsletter, the write-up that they did about us. And she kind of chuckled.
You got to get your wife to get her license. I told Debbie that yesterday, but I don't know if I want her to have my license. Then she'll know too much about radios.
N1LU Mobile, no way. No way, Jose. Keep it just like this. This is mine. She's got her Candy Crush. I have my ham radio.
Very good. And Bill, good morning to you again, JD2BOR.
Hi, very good, KB1I. Good morning again. Rocky Steve is there, and I think the other Bill is there also. I don't know who else was going to show up. Hi, very good. Yeah, I had to do a tour, and I disconnected. I said, let me connect it back up over here.
Yeah, very good, Bill. Okay, I'm going to put it aside. We're waiting for Charlie to get here. That's the last one. We'll talk to you later. 82, be aware.
All right, KB1IFY, I'll be listening.
Just Pat's in your girlfriend's house.
Charlie, end of the month up in Bridgeport, there's a winter field day. Actually, you're going to have it in Shelton, winter field day.
Hope they wear their long johns.
Well, it's indoors. I've been there before. It's a nice group, nice guy. I remember a couple of years ago, Donna got on the air and she got Puerto Rico, no problem.
I think if I had a sideband HT, I could get Puerto Rico. Those guys come in blasting in almost on a daily basis, just about any band.
Yeah, I know. I hear them out there. I was listening on the KQ2H there, and they were all coming in on 10 meters.
Yeah, inevitably, whenever I hear a really strong station, they're usually speaking Spanish, and I'm guessing they're from Puerto Rico. I don't know why they do so good to my location, but yeah, I'm always hearing that. Rocky, I'll be there in a couple minutes. Why don't you go to 5-2? When I park the car, I'm going to transmit on that Baofeng with that speaker mic. Let me know how it sounds. I might have to take the mic apart and drill a hole bigger.
Okay, very good. QSY to 5-2.
Catch you later, Bill. N1LU will be QSY.
All right, 73, take care. I was going to, I'm going to disconnect the Echo Link. I'm going to do is put my HT on and listen to Sabini's Echo Link over there. He's got somebody linked up to it. KB1IFY is clear.
KB1IFY disconnected.
Out here, we're just talking yet.
I'm on the HT. I just wanted to see how it sounds through the repeater.
Go to your other radio. It's a little noisy.
Roger, N1LU clear. N1LU mobile.
That's a little better.
Only a little? Yeah, Yeah, I just wanted to see how the HT sounded into the repeater. Audio-wise, I know my signal was probably bad. I'm on the stock antenna on the HT, which is, leaves much to be desired.
I knew that would get you when I said that's a little better. I knew exactly what you were going to come back with.
Well, besides my signal on the HT, was the audio still loud enough?
It seemed to be, but you had a lot of white noise. You weren't making the repeater that well.
I got to find the other antenna that I bought for that radio. Maybe when I get to work and I stand outside the car, I'll try it into the repeater and see how it sounds from work. But, okay, cool. Like I said, I'm going to be using that to go down to Rider University with my son on Monday. So you'll probably hear me on at some point in the trip.
Okay, very good. Okay, let me put it down. These guys are going to probably get ready to leave pretty soon, and if I don't get back to you, have a good day, and we'll talk to you later on. KD2, Bjorn.
Okay, very good, Rocky. Good seeing you all. N1LU Mobile.
Hey, Charles, you didn't forget your QST, did you?
No, I got it in the back seat.
D2, BOR.
Good morning, gentlemen. Rocky, I'm looking at... Not Rocky, I'm sorry. Charlie, I'm looking out my... looking over at the window here. Seems kind of bright outside. Is there a full moon or something?
No, I don't see one.
Oh, it's unusually bright outside. I don't know, maybe they put a different pole in the parking lot or something. That Chinese HT you had, is that the one with the reverse gender antenna connections?
Yes, it is. It's got a male on the radio, and the adapter's got a female, SMA.
And do you have an aftermarket antenna for it?
Yes, I do.
How many inches long is the aftermarket antenna?
You know what? I never measured it, but it does a good job. It's one that that Carlos was using on his, so I got it, you know, off of eBay from you know, China or wherever. But it seems to do a good job. You know, I'm not going to put a lot of money into this HT because I don't want to have more accessories than the HT is worth. If I ever get a new HT, then I'll go with the Comet antenna because I know that's rated to be a really, really good antenna. But for now, this HT does the job. I'm just trying to get something that I can throw in my wife's car. If I ever have to take it to work and I don't have time to set up a real radio, I can use the HT and at least... get into the repeater when I get close enough.
Right. I have my TYT-HT in that capacity right now. Okay. I just finished up my last cup of coffee here. And I didn't take a nap this afternoon. So hopefully I'll be able to fall asleep soon. Adios, gentlemen. Hope you had a good morning conversing together. N1LU Mobile, WA2ZOZ clear.
Okay, Don, take care. Have a good day and a nice weekend. Yeah, I'm hoping I can stay awake. You're hoping you can fall asleep. But by 10 o'clock in the morning, I'll be struggling to stay awake. Take it easy, N1LU Mobile.
73, Don, KB2, TIA.
73 Steve and safe home, and 73 Bill and safe home, and Rocky, have what's left of the day, have make it a good one.
23 Don.
You shouldn't hit any traffic going home, Steve.
No, the whole trip was beautiful here. Until the very end, the last 10 minutes. When I had 10 minutes to go, that's when I hit the traffic. I'm at the Wawa station, Rock, in case you're wondering. But, Bill, I'm very happy to meet you. Very good to see you. Very nice to meet you. And, Charlie, always good to see you again. Rocky, great meeting you also. KB2 TIA.
John, I forgot you haven't met those two guys.
No negative, not yet. If Steve has the barbecue coming up or something, I might make that one.
We should all try to go to a mutual ham fest, too.
Yes, that's a great idea. And if it's a summer ham fest, I will most likely be making it because I'll be retired.
Yeah, the next Barra's in April. I don't remember the exact date, but I looked. They've got an auction, sort of an auction, I don't know what that is, earlier, but their spring ham fest is in April.
All right, if I don't use up all my sick days, well, I have a couple of personal days also, and I'm going to have vacation time, so I'll probably be able to make it. So, Steve, are you on the road?
Yes, I am. I'm about to get on the turnpike.
Oh, it should be clear sailing for you. And I guess Bill's still with Rocky.
Bill left, Don, and I don't know why he's not on the radio.
Oh, I thought he was going to leave a vehicle there.
No, I programmed up his two new remote controls, and he's driving back home.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, he'll probably be on really soon now. He might even be listening.
Okay, let me pay attention. I just got on the turnpike, and I'm squeezed between two trucks on this entrance ramp. Just give me a minute. KB2 TIA.
Got you full scale on the input, Steve.
25 watts.
Glad I got this QST. Give me something to read and try to stay awake. Although I should be able to get out early today, go home, take a nap. I don't have to cook dinner tonight. We're going out, the three of us. So I can go home and relax. N1LU. I'm going to sign. I'm just pulling up to the building now. I want to run in, get started. I'll probably go on crossband later. I want to see how that microphone sounds, if it changes my crossband audio at all. So I'll catch you later, probably, Rocky or Don, who's ever on, when they hear me. 73, good seeing everybody. This is N1, oops, sorry, buddy. This is N1LU Mobile.
3-3, Chow. I'm going out to the Mobile myself. Over to you, Steve.
Okay, 73, Charlie. Have a good night. And I know both you guys can be pretty tired. So, you know, take it easy. KB2 TIA.
N1LU crossband.
It's working, but you sound a little bit lower.
Okay, I'll get a little bit closer to the microphone. How's that?
It was a little bit better, but it still sounds a little lower than you just did.
Do you have the HT on wideband?
HT. Is that different?
You doubled with Don.
Okay, this is right into the HT. How's that compared to the speaker mic?
Go ahead, Don. I got a lot of road noise. You probably give him a better assessment.
Okay, still sounds a little weak, Charlie. Do you have the HT on wideband?
Yeah, the HT set up the way I've always had it set up. Rocky, you've heard me crossband before. What's your assessment? I guess Rocky's not in the car. I mean, is it so low you can't hear it, or is it just lower than my Kenwood?
Well, let me see if I have it. It's a little lower than the Kenwood. Put the speaker mic back in.
82 BOR Mobile. Listening.
Okay, this is back on the speaker mic. 82 BOR N1LU.
Charlie, it sounds fine to me for what you're using. I it's not your Kenwood with the Kenwood mic, but sounds good for what you're doing.
Okay. All right, that's cool. As long as you can hear me. All right, let me get inside. I'm freezing my butt off out here. Talk to you guys later. N1LU.
KB2 TIA on the approach for the Lincoln Tunnel, so I might be quiet. KB2 TIA.
I guess you had no traffic going back if you made it almost to the Lincoln Tunnel already.
No, the only hairy parts were the toll booths with a whole bunch of trucks. A lot of trucks on the road.
Hey, I wonder what happened to Willie P. WI2LYP, are you out there, Bill?
I might play around with this mic, try to make the hole a little bit larger.
Be careful you don't damage the element.
No, I'll open it up. I'll do it with the front face of the mic off. All right, I'm in the building. Let me get dressed. Give you 2TIA N1LU 73 guys for now.
The next newsletter that comes out from the repeater should have an article about us nuts meeting at 12 o'clock at night.
Like I said, we're really earning the after midnight moniker.
Coffee drinking Nighthawks.
Okay, I'm going into the tunnel. 73 for now, KB2 TIA.
Just for giggles, give us a couple of transmissions from the tunnel. Well, I guess that answers that question.
Yeah, that might be a little tough, Don.
I know they were running some fiber optics through the tunnel, so they'd at least have internet.
God forbid these people with their smartphones didn't have their internet.
Yeah, that's definitely a thought. Well, how's the facade coming?
I have to call him today. I haven't even heard from him all week on what he's doing. I don't know what's going on. I got to call him today.
Maybe he's getting the materials together. He didn't give any hints of when he was going to start.
KD2 BOR for ID. They were supposed to start last weekend, but the weather was no good. And then he told me this weekend, but I didn't hear from him all week, like I said.
Okay, yeah, I guess the best thing is to give him a call so he doesn't keep you in suspense.
Yeah, I'll do that later on. But, I wonder if Steve got out of the tunnel yet. KB2 TIA, KD2 BOR.
Just came out of the tunnel.
I guess you couldn't hear us when you were in the tunnel, right?
No, did you hear when I said I was 500 feet into the tunnel?
No, we didn't. I got my little toy on in the glove box. I'm just using it for this ride to see how warm this thing gets.
If you don't have the heat in your truck on, it should stay pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm hitting it with 20 watts right now. You can take a max of 20 watt drive. Right now, I put a meter on it a couple weeks ago. I'm getting about 110 out with a 20 watt drive.
That's your new rig?
No, that's that little afterburner I have in the glove box.
I like that afterburner.
No, Don, I decided to put the 635 at her house so I can do a crossband repeat when I'm out in the backyard during the summer and during the winter when I'm sitting in her den. I'm just going to keep the 7900 in the car. For what I use it for, it's good enough.
I can't wait to hear how it's going to sound with that Condit HT antenna.
Yeah, I brought my THF-6 to work with me today so I can try to set up this crossband and learn how to do it. I know how to get the radio, the 635, in the crossband, but I got to refresh myself in that THF-6 with getting two bands up on the screen.
That's something I never did was crossband. But now that I'm going to have a lot of time on my hands, maybe I'll give it a shot.
Does your new 8900 support crossband?
I believe it does. As soon as I get back from the little boys' room, I'm going to look that up.
Okay. You do what you got to do. KD2BOR. I don't think I'm going to have any problem falling asleep later on today, Steve.
No doubt. I got into Manhattan. How long ago? I got stuck at every red light. Now I got a garbage truck in front of me.
Well, in Manhattan, I don't have to tell you about it. You can find almost anything.
I'm on 9th Avenue and 37th Street.
There's one good thing about having this box on. When I get to Debbie's house and park alongside of it, I can key up and turn her outdoor light on right away.
I might have been missing something there. You can keying up like a fluorescent light?
No, she got one of them floodlights in the yard that are for motion sensor. If somebody gets in the yard, it turns the light on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just got back from the little boy's room. I thought if when you key the microphone, then it lights up.
Years ago, we used to put a fluorescent bulb on our CB antenna. And with the power we were running in the car, you would light the fluorescent bulb up.
Yeah, I've done stuff like that with my HT. In fact, in this one old house I was living in, the ballast on the fluorescent light didn't have enough juice to start it. So it would just, like, flicker a little bit. Then I came along with my HT, keyed it, and the whole fluorescent tube lit up just like it should.
Amazing RF energy.
I just passed my job.
You don't want to stop in and say hello?
No, they might put me to work. Anyway, reception here is terrible. I'm on 34th Street. I could barely hear the repeater.
Must be something interfering because I can hear you fine. You're perfect into the repeater right now. I'm looking at the New York City skyline right now from Schuyler Avenue in North Arlington.
I didn't catch that. It was about 60 to 80% static over here. I guess it's transformers or something buried in the ground here.
Yeah, you were a little noisy on that transmission, too.
Stuck at a red light at the Empire State Building, KB2 TIA Mobile.
When you just said that, I looked over to my left and looked at the Empire State Building.
Kismet. We were separated at birth.
The 8900, let me see if I have it. cross-band repeater operation. The FT-8900R can be set up to operate as a full-featured cross-band repeater by a simple menu procedure. This feature is useful for emergency portable work in a remote area and for cross-band linking. However, remember these points before using the cross-band repeater function. Check the amateur radio rules, blah, blah, blah. See if it's permitted. Pick your frequency carefully. Remember that the transmit duty cycle would be much higher during repeater service.
Yeah, Charlie was doing that one day during the net. He was in crossband, and somebody told him, I forget who it was, don't do that during the net, because your radio eventually is going to overheat.
Yeah, I'm gonna read up on it here. WA2ZOZ for ID.
KD2BOR for ID.
Have any donuts left?
UTIA and 1LU, crossband.
I'm heading into the Queens Midtown Tunnel.
All right, if you get a second today, text me that picture. Send it to my cell phone. I'd like to have a copy.
Okie dokie. I'm entering the tunnel now. KB2TIA.
KD2BOR at my destination, 73, guys.
Okay, take care, Rocky. KD2BOR, KB2TIA, and 1LU.
Charlie, the FT-8900R can be set up to operate as a full-featured cross-band repeater via a simple menu procedure. This feature is useful for emergency portable work in a remote area and for cross-band linking. So maybe I'll experiment with that a little bit.
KB2TIA.
I'm still here, WA2ZOZ.
Just came out of the tunnel, roads are wide open.
Okay, just don't take it up to 90. Still have a copy?
I was passing through a tunnel, I didn't hear it. What was that, Don?
I heard you say you just went up under something.
Yeah, there's like a series of overpasses, like little tunnels. And when I go under them, it cuts out.
Oh, okay. Are you headed north yet?
I'm on the Long Island Expressway.
Wow, you are making some great time. Long Island Expressway. You should be home in what, 10 minutes or so?
When I went through the tunnel, there was, wasn't even anybody in my rearview mirror the whole length of the tunnel.
Where you are now, how many minutes away from home?
At this pace, probably about 35 minutes, 40 maybe. Passing Greg's house, N2AIR.
Okay, let's see, I guess as the crow flies, I guess I'm about 3 or 4 miles from the repeater.
Man, it's weird driving at this time. It's like something out of a movie where everybody disappears.
I guess you're working, what, afternoons now?
Well, I go back on Monday, And then Tuesday, I already know I have a double. So I'll be working 8 a.m. to midnight on Tuesday. Monday, I'll be working 4 to midnight. But I'm off until then.
We have Martin Luther King's birthday coming up. Is that this Monday?
Yep. One of the senior guys already took it. So I got bumped off of that.
Okay. That means, let's see, Monday is my regular day off, so I'll have Monday and Tuesday off. Damn, I wonder what happened to Bill. Hope he's okay. WY2LYP from WA2ZOZ.
Long Island Expressway and the Grand Central Parkway.
What rig are you running in your mobile?
It's an old Radio Shack 2 meter. What the heck is the number on this thing? I can't stop to look at it. It's a 2-something. I forgot what the heck it was. 242?
It's a mobile rig, not an HT, right?
Yep, it's a mobile.
Sounds pretty good. How much power are you running, and what are you using for an antenna?
It's puts out 25 watts max, and I'm using a little MFJ antenna, about not even 3 feet tall.
And I guess that's a mag mount?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I guess you have it in the middle of the roof for best transmission reception.
Well, on the RAV4, I guess it would be in the middle, right behind the driver's seat, you know, between the two front seats. There's kind of a hump on the roof. It's a little bit taller than the rest of the car, kind of leaks back. So I put it on the highest point. So I guess it would be almost immediately behind the driver's seat, but centered.
Okay, very good. Wonder if you have a sunroof. And if the car was made in Korea, it might have a Sun Yun Moon roof.
I do have the sunroof.
Yeah, I got kind of spoiled with power windows. My driver's seat is powered. They're heated. The mirrors on the side, they can be defogged. And heck, I really like that Jeep. So far, it's been very good to me.
Well, I had the Jeep Liberty. My wife hated it. I thought it was a lot of fun. I didn't think it was the most stable car, you know. Actually, I was in 2 accidents with it. One was in Boston. It was terrible, terrible rain, and the highway was flooding. I was only doing about maybe 35, and on a turn, it just went sideways. I was like hydroplaning sideways, and I hit a barrier. But the Jeep took no damage other than the tire ended up with like a huge blister on it, the front tire. And later on we found out that a strut was bent. But it took the impact pretty well. I thought for sure something would be really smashed up. But and the other accident was, it was during a snowstorm, and we went off the road and into the woods, and I ended up between 2 trees, but I avoided hitting anything.
Damn, you're a WA2ZOC for ID. You're a lucky man, and thank God for that. And I had a Jeep Liberty also. I bought it in 2004, and traded it in 2012. And I think it was pretty dependable.
I had the first year. Mine was the 2002.
Didn't they have some trouble with the front end on that vehicle?
If they did, I missed the memo. But it seems sometimes it wasn't very stable. I didn't think it was particularly good on turns. But it takes some getting used to. Jeep is a little different. But I really enjoyed it. I had all four wheels off the ground more than once.
Did you have the six-cylinder?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's, what is it, 3.7-liter six-cylinder. I remember mine wasn't really that good on gas. I think the best I got was 16 miles per gallon.
I was just going to say, I had about 17. You could literally see the gauge going down as you operated the vehicle. Especially in traffic or with traffic lights and any kind of jam, you could just see the gauge going down.
Yeah, I have the my Jeep. oh, this crap disease is something else. My Jeep Compass, they have two engines available for it. A 2-liter and a 2.4 liter. I got the 2.4 liter, and if I change between the highway and around town, I get like 21 miles per gallon. And on the Jeep, like I was saying, about 16. Charlie's vehicle, that is outstanding on gas.
I'll tell you, for dependability, my town and country has been great. It's a 2006. I must have about 83,000 miles on it. It's been to Canada. It's been all the way to Branson, Missouri. I drove to St. Louis in one day. It's been to Florida maybe half a dozen times. Never had any problem. I think the only problem we had was an oxygen sensor. And initially when we first bought it, I was on the highway and I was using the cruise control and it would start to accelerate. And we brought it back and they looked at it and the guy says, oh, it's nothing you're doing. He goes, it was a mistake at the factory. They forgot to lube the cable and it was getting stuck.
Town and Country, is that a Chrysler vehicle?
Yep, it's a minivan. So that's what we have now. I have a RAV4 and Town and Country. The wife made me give up the Jeep.
Damn, that's a shame. The Patriot's a nice-looking little vehicle. And I guess it's comparable to the Jeep Compass. The Compass has a little bit more lines to it, whereas the Patriot is more squared off. Okay, I'm going to, I'm not going to go QRT yet. I'm just going to look through my 8900 manual a little bit more.
Okay, Don, I appreciate you keeping me company. I'm not too far from home, maybe another 20 minutes or so, but I'm on the northern state now, passing through New Hyde Park, if that means anything, but not too far from home.
Okay, I used to, on occasion, have to drive to Bethpage, I think it, what was it? Took the Throg's Neck. Was it the Cross Island I took up? I can't remember. I remember the Northern State, but I didn't go up that far. I think I took the Cross Island to the LIE.
Well, Bethpage is about a town and a half away from me, so it's very, very close.
Oh, okay, I could have worked in Bethpage, maybe made a few more bucks, but no way was I going to drive there every day. No way in hell.
Well, Bethpage is famous for a lot of things, but I would think their biggest accomplishment is they built the LMD, the moon lander, the original Apollo 11 moon lander.
Wow. Was that by Grumman by any chance? Or did Grumman have something to do with it?
I believe so. And in fact, right by my house, they have the an Air and Space Museum. And there's another one called... what is it? One having to do with the warplanes. I can't think of the name of it offhand. Air Power Museum. And both are pretty cool.
Grumman, okay. I believe they they built the Avenger torpedo bombers. Was it TBMs or TBFs? I think TBM was built by maybe Grumman and the TBS. TBF by a company somewhere else in the States.
I know they built a lot of aircraft and developed a lot of stuff there, a lot of technology. But to me, the moon lander is a pretty big accomplishment for the neighborhood.
Yes, I would say so. Alrighty, I'll be on the side. I'll be back in maybe about 10 minutes. WA2ZOZ.
KB2 TIA Mobile. About 6 miles from home.
Yeah, very good. Good seeing you, good meeting you. At least now I know who I'm talking to. I seen a picture of you once, I think on your QRZ page. I think it was that field day, but that didn't tell me much, you know.
It's very good meeting you, too, and also Bill. Charlie, I've seen a whole bunch of times. He's kind of old news, so I'm just kidding. It's always nice to meet the people you're talking with all the time.
Yeah, I know it was. We were busy there, but we're short-lived with Joe on the radio this morning.
I was thinking about asking Jim to come with me, and I figured it'd be good for company. But he says he can't do these late night things. He's told me that in the past, so I didn't bother asking.
Yeah, I haven't heard him on the repeater much lately. I guess he's doing a lot of DX and QRP and stuff. But I haven't heard him. Last time I heard him, I think, was maybe about a month ago. I'm not sure.
I have spoken with him briefly, exchanged messages. He's been very busy with family. And especially during the Christmas holiday, he had a lot of family around, and they were up here visiting with him and stuff like that. So he knew he wouldn't have too much time. And what radio time he has, he's been doing contesting.
Yeah, very good. I got to jump out of the mobile for a second. I got to put something in the mailbox. KD2, BOR.
KB2 TIA starts at state.
Yeah, I brought Carlos's radio back home, and I had to disconnect the power cord off the 635 and put it in his box with the ICOM. And I just got to remember to bring a power cord to Debbie's house for Sunday. I'm going to keep the ICOM at my shop until I get rid of it.
N1LU, crossband.
N1LU, pick it up. KD2, BOR.
Hey, very good. I'm walking to a quieter room. I made the hole a little bit bigger. You notice any change?
Well, of course, we're hearing the audio from your Kenwood, but that's going to be kind of hard to tell.
Well, this is what I was on when I was talking to you guys before and said it was a little on the low side. Does it sound the same or a little different?
Maybe a little different. It'd be probably better to hear you just directly out of the radio, you know?
All right, I took the speaker mic off. When you say out of the radio, you mean through a repeater rather than cross-banding.
No, actually what I was talking about is maybe hearing you simplex.
Okay, well for now, any difference between just the radio and the speaker mic?
I think I like the microphone on it better.
You mean the speaker mic, which I'm on right now?
No, I heard some echo there. I don't know. I thought maybe you took the mic off or just was talking directly into the radio.
Yeah, I was. A couple of those. Not the last transmission, but the one before that was just into the radio. This is into the speaker mic.
Okay, you must be in a hollow room or something like that, because that's what I hear. Don't worry about it, Charlie. Audio's crisp, clear. No problem with it.
Okay, and it's loud enough? You wouldn't say it's low?
No, I wouldn't say it's low at all. When Carlos is on the radio, I would say that's low.
KB2 TIA.
Okay, very good. I couldn't get the case apart. It's got some weird screws on the back. It looks like I need Bristol wrenches to get those off. They're not your traditional, Phillips or slotted. And it's not a Allen wrench type screw head. It looks like Bristol. So I got to wait till the mechanic comes in, see if he's got some Bristol wrenches so I can open it up. But I managed to get a small flathead screwdriver into the slot. Just made it a little bit bigger. KB2 TIA N1LU.
Okay, I'm only about a few blocks from home. I would say it does sound louder than you did before, and maybe a little more treble, just a touch, but nothing at all wrong with it, so don't go crazy. But, yeah, I'm about five blocks from home. But you're sounding good, Charlie. I wouldn't change anything. It sounds good.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I don't mind the trouble. And yes, Rocky, I am in a hollow room. That's why you've got that background noise. But that's good. I don't care if it's a little trebly. That's fine. All I want to do is make sure it's loud enough. I didn't want it to be real low audio. Okay, Steve, good seeing you. Rocky, good seeing you. Don't forget about your 850. Don't leave it in there over the weekend. And we'll get you up on an antenna. Maybe this weekend, ask that guy. Tell him what you want to put up. It's not going to be very... noticeable, and we'll get you up and running with something that's fairly inconspicuous, and I think you'll have a lot of fun with that radio. It's real nice. I hated giving it back to you. KD2, BOR, N1LU, 73, guys.
73, Charlie, and again, 73, Steve. I got to do some work here. I'll be monitoring. KD2, BOR.
73, guys. I'm in my driveway. KB2, TIA.
Have a good day, all WA2ZOZ.
73, Don. I'm clear.
73, Don. I'll be listening.
Okay, Rocky. I was gonna ask you if you had a certain rubber bushing that I need. We'd take it up another time.
Yeah, go ahead. I got a minute, Don. Rubber bushing for what?
On the prod rod that holds up the hood on my Jeep, all my other vehicles, they have, like, the springs on the side. You can just close the hood. And I got pissed off about something, and I pulled the hood down, and I bent the prod rod. And a friend of mine, he's a construction worker. I said, hey, can you straighten this thing out for me? So he said, yeah. And he took the prod rod out, and there was a bushing that holds it into the car. Not on the hood, but holds it near the quarter panel. And there was like a rubber bushing on there, and we lost the damn thing.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I call it a prop rod. The next time you get a chance, if you can go underneath your hood and measure the diameter of the hull, I may be able to come up with something for you.
Oh, outstanding. Very good. I forget if it was a round hole or a... I forget, but I'll take good measurements of it.
Yeah, the easiest way to figure that out is if you got a drill bit set. I don't know if you do and how big it goes up. You just keep sticking drill bits into the hole till you get one that fits perfect, and look at the size of the drill bit.
Rocky, you're the man. You're the man. Okay, thank you very much. I thought I'd be more tired at this time. Let's see, my clock is 5 minutes fast, and I have 3:59, so it's about 3:54 a.m. Alrighty, again, 7-3 all, WA2ZOZ.
7-3, Don. I'll be listening, like I said. KD2BOR.
KD2BOR, KB2TIA.
Go ahead, Steve.
Okay, Rock, thanks for hosting everything. I'm home safe and sound. Round trip, just under 90 miles.
Okay, very good. I guess you're going to go to bed, or you're going to get on HF for a while.
Well, let's see. In England, it's, 9 in the morning? And other parts of Europe, maybe... 11. No, I think I'll be going to bed. It was okay. Not a bad drive. So if I'd gotten stuck in traffic, that would be something different. But except for that little bit headed to you, it was clear sailing. So roads are wide open at this time. But thanks for hosting everything. It was great seeing you and meeting Bill and seeing Charlie again. So... 73, good night, KP2TIA, I'll be clear.
Very good, Steve, same here, good seeing you, good meeting you. I met Bill before, but at least you got to meet him. Okay, let me get back to work, guys, I'll catch you later. KD2BOR.
Good night, Don, if you're still out there, 73.
73, have a great day.
I'll look at it as soon as I get done here. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. N1LU. 82, BOR.
WA2ZOZ.
Ben, only using a 440 radio, and I'm using the call channel, so I got to set something up on my THF6, but I know how to get the radio in the crossband.
Do you have the manual there?
I have to set up a neutral frequency on 440, and then I got to figure out how to set up my THF6 next, but the manual for the THF6 is at home.
Okay, mine is 4 feet away from me if you need me to look something up.
It's echoey. I'm picking you up on the 635 because I got to set up the 35 to hear this repeater when it comes back on that radio. All right, thanks, Don. I just got it on crossband, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. KD2, BOR.
WA2ZOZ.
WA2ZOZ, KD2, VOR.
WA2ZOZ.
Okay, I just set up the THF6. I forgot how to put both bands up on the screen. I do have to change the frequency I'm using, but I'm going through the THF6 back to my 635.
I'm just about to fall asleep here. Did you say you're on crossband now?
Yeah, I'm outside my shop, and I'm crossbanded over to the repeater.
Outstanding. It sounds really good. Nice and clear.
40 frequency to use, but I'm only on 446 right now. Get some sleep. We'll talk to you later. Have a good day. KD2, BOR.
I'm not kidding. It sounds really good, nice and clear.
Actually had a bunch of frequencies that I did not program into the THF6 for a while, and I'd even have the book, and I actually remembered how to do it.
I found that programming that the F6 was fairly straightforward, and a lot of times I didn't use the book. I heard Charlie in there about three times. His call letters, rather. His call letters in CW. Heard it, maybe it was four times already now.
What he was telling me about that is he got his radio automatically IDing because he's on crossband.
Right. Yeah, that's correct. I heard him giving that explanation on it. All righty. Talk to you later today. WA2ZOZ.
23.